Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
We have a sunny, pleasant fall-like weekend on the way. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 50s by Sunday, sunny, with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome to the Sunrise Show. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change.
Hope y'all are having a great Friday morning. Welcome to the 7 a.m. hour in the Sunrise Show. We're here to take your requests, get you caught up on some country music news, and have some fun while we're at it. We're able to do this thanks to our great friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Appreciate y'all being with us. We're going to have some fun this hour. Got good music on the way for you, everybody. Got some requested Miranda Lambert to kick things off. Jelly Roll going to join us. Reba McEntire, Lady A, Lone Star, Tim McGraw, all coming up for you. Right now, let's dive right into our national day of calendar for today, Saturday, and Sunday. Looking at today, it is Punk for a Day. Wear black, get a fake tattoo, listen to some punk music. I don't know. Being punk rock for one day is going to be difficult because a lot of that stuff is probably going to stay with you. You don't want to do the one day mohawk. That doesn't exist. You're gonna have that for a while. But enjoy. Listen to some Clash. There you go. It is National I Care About You Day. We honor our loved ones for no other reason but to tell them we are grateful and we appreciate them. My father's a big fan of this. My dad'll, you know, make a big deal out of their anniversary and my mom's birthday and our birthdays, but he just likes making every day big. And I feel like most of my life, he has done things, at least with my mother, for their anniversary, like bigger things than just like because it's a Wednesday, than because it was their anniversary or something. And he was like that, he's like that with the people in his life. Just a caring guy. But a former hockey player too. So there's that mixed bag. National Breadstick Day. Oh, I love breadsticks. Breadsticks are amazing. Thank you, breadsticks. International Artist Day. Think of the world without art. Not a world I want to live in. There's a lot of great art out there. Appreciate it. I'm not talking just paintings and such, but all kinds of art. And it is World Pasta Day. Oh, this is my day, people. I'm made up of half pasta. Love pasta. What's your favorite type of noodle? Rigatoni for me, easily. Hands down, rigatoni noodle by far and away. There's a lot of good ones out there. What is your favorite one? Maybe have some today. For October 26th, Saturday, Worldwide Howl at the Moon Night. Day not just for thrill seekers, but a celebration of knowledge, power, and environmental awareness. It's a very cool day. Could look into that one a lot more. It is National Day of the Deployed. It's our day and our ability and our privilege to be able to say thank you to all our military serving outside of the U.S. Got a cousin who's doing that right now. Thinking of him and every one of our soldiers over there overseas, wherever you may be deployed. We appreciate you. We're thinking of you back home. Make a Difference Day tomorrow as well. Your time and effort can go a long way towards making a big difference. It may seem like there's so many big things in the world, so many big problems. How do you fix this? How do you fix that? It's not easy, but everything starts with that first step, and it usually starts with doing it in your own backyard or your own zip code. If we all do that, zip code by zip code, yard by yard, make a better world. Saturday is Hug a Sheep Day. Join animal lovers and hug a sheep. It's also Muddy Dog Day. Don't mix those two up. A muddy sheep might be pretty hard to clean in that white fur. I don't know. But a muddy dog, that's a happy dog. Let them dogs in the mud tomorrow. Going to have a chance to, too, with the rain we're getting. It is National Pitbull Awareness Day tomorrow. There are so many different things to learn about this amazing breed of dog. Encourage you to do so. I've met a lot of pit bulls in my life, especially the shelters I worked at. A lot of the times people would get these dogs and weren't able to keep them or didn't realize, you know, that the place they were staying wouldn't allow them, whatever the case. I've never met a bad pit bull. I've never met a bad dog. There's some horrible owners out there. But I've seen so many dogs be rehabilitated. I've seen so many dogs that were said to be evil or mean or bite and couldn't have been nicer to me. And the people that I was working at with at the shelter and everything. Dogs deserve a chance, no different than a person does. And it's National Pumpkin Day tomorrow. Perfect time of the year for that. Enjoy pumpkins. I will be eating, I'll get a pumpkin, but before I carve it, I like to eat a pumpkin pie in front of it. No, I'm joking. Pumpkins are great. Enjoy. Sunday, October 27th. It's Visit a Cemetery Day. Grab a bunch of flowers and pay a visit to long-lost friends. Or maybe just to spend a moment with strangers. And being thankful and appreciative and wishing them well. Saturday is also National Tight End Day. Football. We're talking football and the position. There's a lot of great tight ends over NFL history. I like to throw out there random tight ends because anybody can, you know, tell you about Tony Gonzalez or, you know, some of the great tight ends of all time. What about Mark Bavaro? Huh? Mark Bavaro, one of the best faces in football history. One of the best noses in football history. Old Giants tight end. I don't know how good he was, but I remember him being pretty good. Yeah. A lot of great ones over history. National Mentoring Day is Sunday as well. National Mother-in-Law Day is Sunday. Or Second Moms, if you're fortunate. It is National Black Cat Day on Sunday as well. Met a lot of good black cats, too. Never a bad luck, an unlucky one. I'm already unlucky. I'm not going to blame that on a cat. I'm going to blame that on an animal. National American Beer Day is Sunday as well. While, of course, we, you know, can celebrate that here, especially on a football Sunday. This is a day that around the world, they celebrate the beers that we have created here. We've made some good ones. That's pretty cool. So, Sunday, great day to celebrate American beer. Most importantly, of all of our National Day of things, when we get the chance to celebrate our military and any of the branches of it, and on Sunday is Navy Day. maybe the unofficial it may be unofficial at headquarters, but it remains relevant to loyal Navy supporters who enthusiastically celebrate the day after year. Navy Day appears on the calendar exactly 2 weeks after the United States Navy celebrates its official observed birthday. This day was recognized in 1922 by the Navy League of the United States, a civilian nonprofit organization. But still, we note it and we tip our hat. Take a look at country music news before we dive into the music. Pre-sale tickets for next year's Two-Step In Festival go on sale today. It's set for April 5th and 6th in Georgetown, Texas, right near Austin. I've actually been through there. It's a beautiful area. They bill it as the world's largest outdoor honky-tonk. It's the third year they've done it. The past 2 years have had some pretty big names. This year's no different. Day one headliners, Alan Jackson, Sturgill Simpson, Leonard Skinner, and Miranda Lambert. Day one also has Ernest, Eli Young Band, Diamond Rio, Diplo. Day two, Ryan Bingham. Man, I'd love to see Ryan Bingham live. He's good. Treaty Oak Revival and Nelly is going to be there. I do. Okay. Country Grammar, I guess. I mean, sort of. It sort of counts. I feel like there's, thinning the needle there a little bit, but I don't know. Should be a fun festival. You want to get those tickets? They go on sale today. And speaking of Miranda Lambert, we tip our cowboy hat to her and her horse. Earlier this month, Miranda took a break to travel to the Oklahoma State Fair to show her horses. She talked about it on social media, posted a round of photos, and her horse won a blue ribbon. Miranda said, quote, "Horses are my happy place, and what better way to celebrate Postcards from Texas, her new album, than doing something country and western." Not many people are living a better life right now, man. She is living it well. And congratulations, it's a beautiful horse, a Clydesdale. We're showing a picture of it, a black, white Clydesdale. I love horses and Clydesdales. I've never gotten to ride a Clydesdale, but that is one of my dreams. That is one of my, I've ridden a lot of different types of horses and been very fortunate to ride each one, but ride with, I should say. It doesn't feel like you ride a horse. It feels like you ride with a horse. I don't know. I do know that we got some requests to Miranda Lambert right now. Jack over in Stevens Point wanted to hear some Automatic. Here we go. 105.5 WIRI, Wisc Country Sunrise Show.
Record the country countdown, 'cause I couldn't buy it yet. If we drove all the way to Dallas just to buy an Easter dress, we'd take along a Rand McNally, stand in line to pay for gas. God knows that shifting gears ain't what it used to be. I learned to drive that 55 just like a queen, three on a tree.
Before everything became Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh.
You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
She was the one that got away, yeah. little sandy town. She spent the summer there, a couple houses down.
I am not okay, I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay, I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
105.5 FM. Tell your smart speaker to play WIRI.
Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Wolo said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth. He got mad and he saw red, and he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soldier, no backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town stains on his hand. Well, Andy got walking on home, cause he didn't live far, you see. And he didn't have many friends, and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Patrol was making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag him down. A big belly sheriff grabbed his gun and said, "Why'd you do it?" The judge said guilty on a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, "Supper's waiting at home and I gotta get to it." That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Trail Tunes is moving. Now your favorite cowboy, western, and south of the border songs will be 1 hour earlier every Thursday at 6 p.m. That's right. All the same western goodness 1 hour earlier. Missed the show? No problem. Check out the rebroadcast at 5 p.m. on Sundays, right before weekends in the country. It's two times the rootin', tootin', ropin' fun, 6 p.m. on Thursdays and 5 p.m. on Sundays, only on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The Nakusa Papermakers face the Abbotsford Falcons in regional football action this Friday. Randy and Mike will be in Abbotsford to bring you the game. Tune in at 6:50 p.m. for the pregame show on 105.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Country Legends 24/7.
top. I'm coming in hot. Hey, bartender.
Saturday night, I just put a paycheck in the bank.
And I'd hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks. Stuck on repeat, I'll save you a seat. Come on now, swing on by. Bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap and bottles on ice. Living on feel-good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. Cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me. Ain't that right, honey? Yeah, I'ma get around a two for all the ones. Just busting you back while you're cussing the sun. And if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tall boy to cry in, and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Well, don't sweat it, leave the sweating to the beer. And come on now, swing on by. Bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap and bottles on ice. Living on feel-good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. Cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
My drinks like my roof on the house. We turning up, got double cuffs, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you bring.
Come on now, swing on by. Bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap and bottles on ice. Living on good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. Cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
The beer's on me.
Gonna save you a seat. Cause the beer's on me.
Come get a Bud Heavy, Busch Light, Keeler Cold Miller, Blue Moon, Red Stripe. Natter Day nothing tastes better than free. Yeah, the beer's on me.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
I was rolling wheels and shifting gears around that Jersey Turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in his rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. Just where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I south of Detroit City, pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecue, sign said finger licking. I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I was chasing sun on 101 somewhere around Ventura. I lost a universal joint and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am, back home we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from,
trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven where I come from. I was heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky, and the CB rang for the bobtail rig. It's rolling on like thunder. Well, I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there. Just dropped a load of salsa. Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, yes, cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of back porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, yeah, where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Staring up at heaven, where I come from, where I come from.
Alan Jackson, where I come from. On 105.5 WIRI, James here, and I'm out. I'll be back on Monday morning to get you ready for your week. We're going to have some fun this weekend, though. Not only do you got Laura's Happenings coming up, but Laura and Dottie will be with you this weekend on the afternoons. Be sure to join them for that. Seth will be here this afternoon to hang out with you, lead you right into some great high school football action. 6:50 tonight, Nacoosa at Abbotsford. Postseason game regionals, playoff football right here at WIRI. Randy and Mike and Seth going to cover that one for you. And don't forget, over on WFHR, we got Wisconsin men's hockey as they take on Denver. The Badgers taking on Denver at 7:30. And Saturday, Wisconsin football right over there at WFHR 4:30. Right here at WIRI, it's the start of the rain here at home for your River Kings. Our first home game of the season as the River Kings host Hudson Havoc. 7 o'clock Saturday, noon start time on Sunday. Both games against Hudson, both games at the South Oconee Rec Center. We are going to meet you there for both of them. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be fun. Let's show them what home ice advantage is. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Get your tickets at riverkingshockey.com and every home game of River Kings action right here at 105.5 WIRI. We're going to be covering that for you strong. I leave you with Tim McGraw, Just to See You Smile. 105.5 WIRI. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You always had an eye for things that glitter. But I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. Said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him.
I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost, it's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile,
just to see you smile,
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost, it's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile.
With Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater present their newest show, Let the Spirit Move You. This incomparable fun time is a collection of four short plays to get you roaring with laughter. Showtimes are Thursday, October 24th at 2 p.m., Friday, October 25th at 6 p.m., and Saturday, October 26th at 2 p.m. Tickets are available at the door and online at wrctheater.org. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Everything about advertising can be terrifying to business owners. Don't let that chill go down your spine the next time you hear the word sales. Call me today. I'm Ashley, and I can take the fright out of advertising for your business. With our network abilities in digital, radio, and web, we possess all the tools to make your business successful. Call me today at 715-496-0710. Because here at 105.5 FM WIRI, we want you to succeed.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Countdown to the hunt with 105.5 WIRI. Tune in from November 18th to the 22nd, 6 to 7 p.m., and stay up to date on the latest hunting laws and regulations. You'll also hear about this year's cool new gadgets and take part in important conversations with folks from the DNR and local hunting group leaders. Did you know there are two northern counties with buck-only rules? Tune in to 105.5 WIRI from November 18th to the 22nd to learn more and win prizes with 105.5 WIRI.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump pushed immigration reform during a campaign swing in the West and advised supporters in Tempe.
If you want to save Medicare and save Social Security, you must vote for a gentleman named Donald J. Trump. Have you heard of him?
Kamala Harris got a boost from the boss.
I get up in the evening.
Bruce Springsteen led a star-studded lineup at a rally near Atlanta that featured former President Obama.
We are ready for a better story. Georgia, we're ready for a President Kamala Harris. And the good news is that Kamala Harris is ready for the job.
President Biden goes to Arizona today to apologize to Native Americans for Indian boarding schools where hundreds of children died.
I'm heading to do something that should have been done a long time ago.
Abuses took place over a period of 150 years. CBS News Brief, I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Time to take a stand. Join Shirley's House of Hope for their 16th annual Iron Chef, Thursday, November 7th, 5:30 p.m. at Hotel Marshfield. Four area chefs will face off to benefit Shirley's House of Hope and the women and children healing from domestic abuse and addiction. There's also a silent and live auction. Iron Chef, Thursday, November 7th. Tickets and information at shirleyshouseofhope.org. Thank you to the team at WIRI and WFHR Radio for being an event sponsor.
Be whisked away to warmer days ahead during Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Sun-Kissed Holiday Escape. With your play, you can earn entries for a chance to win a vacation package of your dreams on October 26th and November 24th. Also, rewards play and cash prizes. There will be multiple winners each drawing date. Participate on select days for hourly hot seat drawings of $100 in rewards play. It's the Sun-Kissed Holiday Escape at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Your place to play.
Must be 21 to play and enter the casino floor. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Craig Orndorff. Join me for Weekend in the Country every Sunday night at 6, right here on 105.5 WIRI. We'll relive a memorable week in country music from 1980 through 1999, counting down the top 20 hits of the week direct from the Billboard country charts. We'll mix in some trivia and pop culture and take a voyage back in time through some of country's greatest years. Join me Sunday nights at 6 for Weekend in the Country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
We have a sunny, pleasant fall-like weekend on the way. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 50s by Sunday. Sunny with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl. The sun don't rise. Rodeo 419. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heartbroken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you.